just in the final minute of the team's break in the base in Stafford. They've got a call now to go out. And all we know about the patient so far, I believe, is that he's male, he's intoxicated, and it's also being violent as well. And it's blue lights for this job. I'm just trying to get my bearings to a part of Stafford. I think we're in a park somewhere off Silkmore Lane. The ambulance has just pulled up and got torches out.
All right, mate, can you hear us? You open your eyes first, mate.
Pupils aren't right.
That noise you can hear is oxygen that's been pumped into him. Essentially, two young girls walking dogs, and the dogs obviously found this man who, you know, appears to have been drinking. He's got a head injury, he's got blood to the head, he's kind of lying on the ground near to a bench.
4230.
4240, go ahead.
Yeah, don't suppose we could get maybe a doctor to this scene? The patient has a head injury and also has noisy breathing.
Patient's now on the bed in the ambulance, so I think we're going to drive towards to try and meet a doctor halfway. So what's this you're about to give to the patient now?
This is Narcan. The reason I'm doing that is because the patient's got pinpoint pupils and also respiratory depression, which can be a sign of an opiate overdose.
Connor's got the challenge now of, while standing in a moving ambulance, trying to inject this drug into the patient's arm. And what I can see is happening now is vital signs on the monitor are going more erratic. And what Connor's now doing is getting a pump to put over the patient's nose and mouth. So we've come straight through the entrance where the ambulances arrive at A&E, straight into the resuscitation room. 10 members of staff ready to assist. They've already had the call about this. That noise is the ambulance doors shutting now. We're about to go back down to Stafford, and John is the doctor who came out to meet us on the journey. But he's been inside, all the tests have gone on, and can update what happened with the patient.
We took the patient in and handed over to the trauma team who were in the A&E department. The anaesthetic team there have just essentially maintained his airway and put him through the CT scanner. He's had his head and neck CT'd, all of which have been absolutely normal. Now, that suggests that it's probably some issue to do with either illicit drug use or alcohol. We can't always assume that, because there's a danger that if there has been a trauma and we assume it's alcohol, for instance, that they'll get worse. So we have to manage them as if they were this kind of a trauma, deal with them in that way, and just rule it out, and then at that point we can just essentially just keep an eye on them and wait for things to wear off, as they naturally will do, which is what's happening at the moment.